So welcome everybody, wonderful to see you. And just to say, I have still got this cough that ended our class on Saturday. So I'm not going to talk a lot today, but I am going to begin and end with a poem, which is really to encourage the practice of Tonglen. And Tonglen is a wonderful meditation practice that can be used in the moment. Most of the time, we push difficulty, suffering away. And Tonglen, in a way, is trying to find some equanimity with the inevitable hardships of life. And you use the rhythm of the breath to invite the dark, the difficult in, and you breathe out the light. And this poem was written in the aftermath of September 11, 2001. And I remember it being passed around. And it really is a poem of Tonglen. Many people thought it was Mary Oliver, but it's actually by a woman called Judith Hill. I'm sure it's familiar to many of you. So it's called Wage Peace. Wage peace with your breath. Breathe in firemen and rubble. Breathe out whole buildings and flocks of red-winged blackbirds. Breathe in terrorists and breathe out sleeping children and freshly mown fields. Breathe in confusion and breathe out maple trees. Breathe in the fallen and breathe out lifelong friendships intact. Wage peace with your listening. Hearing sirens, pray loud. Remember your tools, flower seeds, clothespins, clean rivers, make soup, play music, memorize the words for thank you in three languages, learn to knit and make a hat, think of chaos as dancing raspberries. Imagine grief as this outbreath of beauty or the gesture of fish. Swim for the other side, wage peace. Never has the world seemed so fresh and precious. Have a cup of tea and rejoice. Act as if armistice has already arrived. Celebrate today. So I invite you to settle into your body and your breath, cultivating a sense of spaciousness, what we call shunyata. Big, wide heart. Breath flowing in, flowing out. And just finding a rhythm and ease that works for you. just lightly touching, as you breathe in, the dark, and as you breathe out, the light. You're not taking it on personally. I'm just bowing to it. Now, perhaps bringing attention to a place in the body that is not exactly as you'd like it to be. Maybe it's your mood. Maybe you'd rather have had a bit more sleep or got a bit of a headache. Or there's that grouchy knee, achy back. There's something in the body mind that is not exactly as you'd like it to be. And on the in breath, fully bow to it. In some way, celebrate it or open to this evidence of life. And as you breathe out lightness, softness, ease, whatever you imagine might help this. Offer it out. Usually we're breathing in the delight and banishing that's a little discomfort on the exhale. But today we reverse that. And it's not a personal holding on to, identifying. It's a acknowledging. Breathing back out into light, softness, peace. And then what I find the most intriguing part of Tonglen is breathing in whatever discomfort you have for yourself and for everybody else who's feeling something similar. Acknowledging that this is not a solo dukkha, a solo suffering. Breathing that in for you, for everyone, and breathing out whatever might resolve that. So let's stay with that for the next few minutes. And if this mood or ache shifts, just follow whatever is the place of discomfort, without trying to get rid of it, trying to fix it, critique it, just simply honor it on the inhale, and on the exhale, extending softness, ease out to the world. Breathing in the difficulty, breathing out the light. And then letting yourself let that particular focus go and come back into shunyata, the sense of spaciousness, big sky mind, sensing that your heart envelops your whole being and there's a ease and a width and openness. Huge amount of space, relaxing into that spacious heart. The heart that can accommodate anything, everything. Feeling the breath, the inhale, the exhale. And then bringing into this spaciousness something, an image of a person or yourself who is having a bit of a rough time right now. Maybe a specific issue that is coming up for you or for this person. Worry about a health issue, financial issue, a difficult breakup, just a unpleasant conversation. But just something that spontaneously comes to mind as being in the realm of life, in the everyday, not necessarily your most challenging or their most challenging situation. So bringing to mind this difficulty. Sensing, feeling this particular situation, this being. Maybe it's someone that you have some conflict with or some frustration over. Maybe it's your relationship to your computer. Maybe it's a friend who is very ill. but see if you can find one thing that it might be helpful to bring the Tonglen practice to. Using a word or an image, or just that sense of this situation. Breathing it in on the inhale, which is allowing, bowing to, acknowledging 100%. And as you breathe out, extending whatever might resolve out into the universe. Lightness, softness, healing. Breathing in the challenge. Breathing out the light. And the children who's brought this practice to many people over the years. Talks about a student whose father was very, very ill. And the student would bring her father to mind. Breathe in the challenges he was facing. And her breathing out, she would send him a delicious cappuccino, because that was one of the few pleasures that he had. It can be anything. Breathing in this particular challenge to you, someone close to you. Breathing out the light, the softness, the ease. Not taking it on, not taking on the world's suffering. You're just bowing to it rather than pushing it away. Seeing it as it is. With this wide, spacious heart. Sometimes the situation or your relationship to it shifts, changes. But just breathing in the place where the dukkha lies, where the pain lies. And breathing out the light, the softness, the ease. And breathing now in this situation for everybody, all beings in a similar situation. And breathing out whatever might resolve that. Coming back now into spaciousness, shunyata, sense that the heart is so open, so spacious, it can hold everything. Now you may want to just stay in this beautiful spaciousness. Or you may want to take one more final suggestion and consider a place, a geography, a being from the not-so-human realm that is in crisis, challenged. Maybe near you there's a toxic river, or perhaps there is an animal that you know is threatened with extinction, or perhaps the planetary concern with these rising temperatures. Don't take the most challenging. Take something, perhaps some place. Bring this into a sense of geography or something that you know that's local, that is not as it really wants to be ecologically. And breathe it in. Breathe in this situation. And breathe out whatever word balance, cleanse, bring into balance and harmony this situation. For me, right now the creeks are running, the water's flowing, but in the summer, incredibly dry. There's a shortage of water. So I breathe in that dryness and I breathe out gushing rivers, flowing water. Extending this concern you have to all the different ecological situations without taking them on, just bowing, breathing them in and breathing out resolution, activism, changes in legislation, good people coming together, all the ways that these situations may be resolved. And then coming back to shunyata. Letting yourself settle, resting in shunyata. I'm going to put the name of the poem in the chat and just let you rest in this gentle glow of your own heart, waging peace in its own beautiful way. invite you to take that practice wherever you go. It's really a very helpful practice in the moment. You stub your toe. You throw out expletives, sometimes helpful. But you can also breathe in the pain for yourself and anybody else who's stubbing their toe at exactly the same moment. And it helps. There's something pretty magical. It's like the heart is this alchemical organ that can change difficulty into delight. Pain into understanding. So, hopefully those of you who are leaving now, you can take it with you. And those of you going into the practice, the vinyasa practice, we're going to bring it into our asana today.